Test. We good? All right. I think we're running behind a little bit, but that's okay. What time we got? I know that's fast. Seven, a minute after. All right. Let's go. Just a little. Just a little. Yeah, that'd be fine. Just a little. All right. Well, welcome everyone tonight to our midweek prayer meeting service, Bible study. And, of course, we want to welcome all those that are tuning in on Facebook Live. Been having that for over 2 years now. And so that's just a blessing to have that, reaching to some of the homes where folks can't be here. And so welcome all of you that are tuning in. And hope everybody's been having a good week this week. If it hasn't been good, we'll just make it good. And that's what you got to do. And I really don't, really haven't experienced many unintentional good days. Most of the time you have to be intentional. But anyway, it has been a good week this week. And been busy getting a lot of things done. Had the opportunity this morning to preach chapel service, as I do ever so often, down at Grace Christian School. And I say it again, I struggle with the mornings, getting up and, you know, rise and shine and all that before daybreak. And their chapel service starts around 8 o'clock, so you better make sure you're up and ready to go. But we had a great, great chapel service. Love everybody there at Grace, and we praise the Lord. In fact, this school year we've had, I guess, around 5 professions of faith of young people, and so we praise the Lord for that. And I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to jump right into our prayer list, but I want to do things different tonight. We're going to bring the lesson here in just a few moments. Of course, we'll have a word of prayer before we bring the lesson. But we're going to do a different kind of lesson, and I'm just going to speak to you from the heart tonight. And then what I want to do is I want to have prayer after we finish the lesson tonight. So kind of Wednesday night prayer meeting, Bible study in reverse is what I like to do. All right, tonight let's remember Brother Jeff Hodges. He's at home with a cold, so he's getting better with that. Remember him and Miss Sharon, that she don't get sick. And let's also remember the Bendys. I put on our church page past couple days a couple posts. And as you know, there are two of our newest members, Miss Shauna and then Michael. And I guess for the past 2-3 weeks, they've been out sick. And they were both sick with something, and then that kind of broke. I think they had a fever. The fever went away. And then Miss Shauna started having some, I guess it's MS. Of course, she said I could say, you know, mention all these things. And so she had some MS problems, and then she was admitted into the hospital. They thought she had a stroke at first, and that was ruled out. And so talked with Brother Michael this afternoon, and he said, number one, they sent her home, so she's home. She was supposed to, they actually texted me and said they'll be here tonight. But she's home. She's on some medications and has to go for several kind of treatments of therapy of some sorts. And then there's something going on with the blood flow to the brain. And so I asked Brother Michael, I said, do you think this is a result of the COVID she had a year ago before we even met them when she was on the ventilator? And he said that the doctors were thinking so, that it's just some kind of long-term effects. But she did ask if we can pray over them. If they show up, we'll pray over them. If not, we will pray for them at the conclusion of the service tonight. So remember them. I spoke with Miss Mary Ann Sanvey today. I missed one of her calls yesterday. I was on a call when she called. I missed that call. And come to find out yesterday, her sister passed away, went home to be with the Lord down in Florida. Long battle with lung cancer, I believe it was. That or congestive heart failure, I think it is. And then today, spoke with Miss Mary Ann, and she's getting a lot of help. Of course, she's getting some help. Miss Cassie's helping out, but then on top of that, they have hospice care in, but it's palliative hospice care, and so right now what they're doing is they're just making Brother Ed comfortable. He's on pain medicine. He also has something going on his inner thigh, some kind of pain. Nobody can figure out what it is. Brother Ed, does anybody know, is he, I know he's above 90, isn't he?
He's supposed to
be 90. That's right. Supposed to be 90. And, of course, he's had several other, let's see. Oh, goodness. Words failing me. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Several strokes. Yes, thank you. That was the other thing on the list.
John is okay, but he's going back to work.
There they are. Come on in. I'm not trying to draw any attention to you. But there she is. Yep, sit wherever is most easiest. It's okay to grab a hug when you're driving by? So good to have you back. You too, brother. And I'll move my pulpit on wheels back a little bit. There we go. So Brother Ed, he now has COVID. Again, like Miss Sharon was saying, the son-in-law is pretty much over. So the tail end, his name leaves me. What's his name?
John.
And then Helene.
His wife.
Helene. I think her COVID case is clearing up. And so Miss Mary Ann is there in the middle, the caretaker, just trying to be everywhere at the same time. So she's tired, but yet the Lord seemed fit to give her a lot of help through, I guess, insurance and whatnot. So we praise the Lord for that. There was a time where Miss Mary Ann, I mean, she didn't have anybody. And doctor's offices several times a day. And so she really, really needed some help. And I praise the Lord that he's allowed the help to come her way. So let's remember the Sanvey family in our prayers. Let's see. I heard it mentioned a moment ago. I think I heard Miss Lee Ellen mention it. but I was texting with Brother Don Rich the other day, and he's in Columbia on a missions conference. Okay, so let's remember Brother Don and Miss Carla. She okay, and so let's remember Brother Don, Miss Carla, as they're on their missions conference, and pray the Lord bless them there. All right, let's remember our children's home, our house parents, all those in leadership there, every child, every situation there. Let's remember. Remember them, that God will continue to supply and bless. Miss Connie Teague, Larry and Christy, they were here Sunday. And Miss Connie has been through it, as you know. Had her gallbladder taken out and then had a hernia taken out. Then she fell and broke her shoulder clean in half and her finger. And she still came on Easter Sunday. And so, what an inspiration. You don't have to look far for inspiration. So let's remember Miss Connie, Larry, and Christy. And Ms. Helen Bennett, I'm just going to run down through these. Helen Bennett, Randy and Diane Ely, Bobby and Nancy McClendon, Miss Nancy tonight's with Kelly, I'm sure. But let's pray for them and Tanner. Cece and Chuck Prestridge, that's Cece's mother and the cancer she has. I know Miss Cece's going back and forth to Florida taking care of her. I believe this trip is going to be without Chuck. And so let's just pray for her traveling safety and all that. David and Brother David and Miss Glenda, let's remember them and their family. Ruby Harper, Harold Dolph, Leonard Dolores Palmer with his eye condition. He also has another series of testing in other areas of his body. And so he kind of smirked the other Sunday when he told me that. And so at least he has a sense of humor about it. All right, James and Shirley Townsend, Johnny and Pat Eccles, Miss Mary Kelly, Don Daly, Rusty and Chris Watkins, Randy and Janet Bailey, Melissa Slagle, Claudia Darby, Barbara Anderson, Jenny Clanton, Gerald and Francis Carroll, all of our other shut-ins, the McCrickards, Joyce Manning, and then those serving in the military, James Tolan Brown, Peyton Cochran, and Kevin Brook. Let's remember those requests.
We went to see Barbara
on Saturday. Did you? Good, good. Excellent. So they're, I guess, still letting people in, and yeah. Well, that's good. Anyone has a request, an update?
Tammy?
Awesome. Yes. Yes. Sure, sure will. Thank you for mentioning that. Anyone else? Any other unspokens tonight? Okay. Do you have a hand up, Mr. Tracy? We will certainly remember you, Miss Dot. And anyone else before we switch gears a little bit? All right, just a couple of things upcoming. Let's see. This coming up Sunday night is our monthly fellowship where we normally go down to the fellowship hall, for those who don't know. It's the last Sunday night of every month, and we're either cooking out or having something to eat, a time of devotion, just trying to do something a little different, and I think everybody's been enjoying it. We've been doing it now for a good while, it seems like. But this Sunday night, we're going to be at the children's home trying something new this Sunday night, and we're going to go over there in the middle of the campus with a big pavilion. There's fans, there's all kinds of things. They've upgraded several times over there, those who have sponsored. And so it's going to be a good time. Again, we're going to have a devotion. I actually asked Brother Brian if he would, while we're there, to share a little bit of history about the children's home. You know, we still have newer members who haven't been over there, And so this would be a great opportunity, if you can, to come along and eat with us and listen to Brother Brian and what he has to mention about the home and how God has blessed down through the years. So we're looking forward to that. And then the last thing would be, we're going to continue our Easter offering this coming up Sunday. So we're extending the offering. If you weren't able to give and you wanted to give, you missed the plate or just didn't have it last week, we're extending that for this coming up Sunday. All right. Is everybody glad you're here? Say amen tonight.
Amen.
Miss Shauna, Brother Michael, we mentioned y'all. Y'all were the first ones on the list we mentioned tonight. And we're doing things a little different. We are jumping right into the lesson. And then following, we're going to have a time of prayer, and we'll certainly pray over you guys. I said when we were first starting, when service first started tonight, that I wanted to do things a little different than I normally do. I said this a moment ago, but I'll say it again for emphasis sake on what I'm about to say. This morning over at Grace Christian School, we shared a word from the Bible to the young people. And normally, I'm the kind, and I believe you know this, I have a title, and then I have my verses underneath that, and then an introduction, 3 points, and a conclusion. You know, that has just been me since I've been preaching. But the Lord did something a little different this morning, and we just shared our heart there on a certain subject. And that's what I want to do tonight. No outline, nothing like that. Just from a full heart tonight, I want to share some things. And I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Let's see. Tonight, I want to talk to you. I do have a title. But after that, it's just going to be basically speaking to you from my heart. The title tonight is simply this: We Need Each Other. We need each other. We went through the prayer list. That was just a few to mention tonight. We just have so many different prayer requests coming in daily. And the phone rings, I don't want to say constantly, but it does ring daily with new prayer requests and all. And that's fine with me. I welcome that from you know, my church members. I want you to call. That's why we're here, is to pray for you. But it really surpasses the church and people I know in the community, just prayer requests coming in. Tonight, on a national level, we need prayer. On a national level. And again, I'm getting around to the point I want to make tonight, and that is we need each other. On a national level, we need prayer. Ukraine is still being bullied by Russia, and who knows the end of that, and who knows how far Russia will go, and so on a national level, the Ukrainians, they need prayer. We need prayer for the future of our own country, the United States of America. We need prayer, and so nationally, there is a great need of prayer, and here at home base, in America, we need prayer. All kinds of things are changing. The liberals and the devil are trying to change the fabric of God's plan for the home. And he's hard at work tonight trying to do that. And he starts on a national level and works his way down to a community level and then an individual level. And vice versa. Starts on an individual level, then to community level, then national level. And so we have a lot to pray about tonight, nationally, and then in our communities. Again, the liberals and all of those trying to change the very fabric of God's intent for the home and family. And I got to thinking the other day, and I can't help to see it all the time here recently on the news. What about all these little toddlers and 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds finding these guns and killing each other? It's the most craziest thing ever. We have commercials now about hiding your guns and putting your guns up, and rightfully so. I just don't see how a parent can go into a store and leave their two toddlers and come back out and one, you know, got shot to death by the other. That gun, Brother David, ought to be put up. And gun safety and all those things. But we have a big problem nationally. We have a big problem in our communities. Every time you turn on the news, Fox 5 News, 4:30, a lot of times I start to watch it at that time. And the first thing you hear is so-and-so got shot and killed last night. There was a drive-by last night. I seen a clip today, and it was a security guard. Some of you may have seen this. It was a security guard. It was an HD camera. The security guard was behind a store. You can see he parked his car, his SUV. He got out. He was getting ready, I guess, to go on his post, whatnot. And then a man came walking up from behind. And there was a man sitting on the curb like he didn't know what was going on. And, of course, they blurted out, but the man walked right up to him and shot him dead right there on the spot. And then others came, two or three others came. A woman was involved, and they were picking that man's pocket and kicking him around. Just no respect for human life. We're in bad shape in America. All of these things taking place. And this is just in Atlanta. And then what about all of the sex trafficking? And, of course, a lot of the Hollywood stars and those that are on the big screen recently being, you know, busted for being sex traffickers. It's just crazy. It's getting worse and worse. The sin and all of those things that surround that is just getting bad, bad, bad. And tonight we need prayer. We need prayer. Of course, I'm not going to go through every little jot and tittle of what we're experiencing in our community, in our nation. Try to leave politics out of the pulpit. But statistics and reality must be preached. A lot of people are hurting tonight. I read, seen on the news as well today, two parents right here. And this is not Paulding County, isn't it? Cobb. Anyway, back at my house a couple miles down the road in Paulden, two parents were arrested for giving their infant baby baby bottles filled with beer, in so much that it killed the baby. They took them to the hospital. I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, did they think they were going to get away with that and not get caught? I don't know. It's just, that really shook me today. That one shook me. When there's people giving their babies bottles filled with beer, and I can't remember how much it was that the baby actually had in its system, but it was like two or three times over the legal limit of a grown person, that little baby. I'll tell you what, God knows about that baby. God knows about every little baby, every little child that's been aborted, mistreated, sex trafficked, kidnapped, raped, murdered, all those things. God knows about every single one of them. And there is coming a day of reckoning. There's coming a judgment day. And so just all these senseless crimes and all these things happening. And then on an individual level, national level issues, community level issues, and then individual level issues. So many are sick, battling with cancer. A lot are dealing with mental disorders and financial problems. A lot of people is looking for their next job. And most, I don't know if I'll say most or not, but a lot of families, I mean, are paycheck to paycheck. Paycheck to paycheck, and after paying all the bills, there's nothing left for the rest of the month. These are real issues that's taking place on individual levels. And again, we mentioned the Bendys just a moment ago and all that they've been through in the past 3 weeks. Ms. Chana, how long was it when you had COVID and the ventilator and all that? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you speak. I didn't know it was a stress or anything. Ms. Shauna was on the ventilator, a year ago, and by the pure mercy and grace of God, she survived that. And again, the bendies, they were out a few weeks ago. I guess a fever, something like that. Something was stirring around. And then got over that. And then, bless her heart, the MS started to rear its head. And then she rode in the ambulance. Was it the night before last? I believe it was. Monday. Thinking she had a stroke. Just a lot that a person, a single person, can put up with and deal with. And again, this all goes back to my main thrust tonight, and that is we need each other. We need each other. And so, praise the Lord, she's out of the hospital. She's here tonight. And I guess medications and therapy and a lot of prayer. She'll be back stirring around those puppets for too long. And but we're praying for them, and we're going to pray for them in just a moment at the end of the lesson. Not only them, like that's not enough, but again, Brother Ed Sanvey and Miss Mary Ann and all the things that she mentioned today, it's amazing. She said for the past 2 years and 5 months, she's been grinding every single day taking care of Brother Ed. You know, they didn't, I guess they came here to Calvary, they joined. And not even a year later, Brother Ed, I believe it was, had his first stroke. And in the hospital and all those things. But praise the Lord tonight, again, she has a lot of help at home. And they're dealing with trying to make things a little bit easier for Brother Ed. Again, giving him regular medications and all. And let's just pray that his 90th birthday will be a great birthday. And I know they're probably watching, so we're praying for you guys. We love you. Problems, setbacks, heartaches on individual levels. If it's not a physical problem, it's a financial problem. There's problems down at the schoolhouse tonight. Not any schoolhouse particular, but schools in general. There's all kinds of things. You'd be shocked at what goes on inside schools nowadays. Public schools, yes, but even private schools, things are going on. There's bullying, there's politics, there's all those things going on. And the devil is certainly after our young people. And so they need our prayers. They need our prayers. And tonight we need each other. All of these personal situations that I've mentioned individually, those I read off on the bulletin just a bit ago. So many. We all need each other. I want to read a couple of verses tonight, and this is Bible study. If you would, take your Bibles and turn to Ecclesiastes chapter number 4. And again, we're just speaking from our heart tonight. Sometimes your heart gets so full you can't put it on paper. Ecclesiastes chapter number 4. Listen to this in verse number 9. Ecclesiastes 4:9. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Just wanted to read those verses along with what we've been saying tonight. And that is, two are better than one. Three are better than one. Four is better than one. And I know a lot of times these verses are put to marriages and relationships. And certainly they can be placed there. But also just brothers and sisters in Christ. We see a brother, we see a sister that's down, that needs our help. Bible tells us that we ought to be there. And I'm glad we have a church that is there whenever there's a need, for the most part. Sometimes things get through our fingers and slip through our fingertips and we miss something. But he tells us in verse number 9, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him. Down in verse number 12, I like the threefold cord. A lot of people have their own explanations of that. We're definitely not going to get deep into theology tonight. It's midweek, and I don't know if I could stand as much as you. So we're going to keep it simple without any disrespect to God's word. But he says, and if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not easily broken, not quickly broken. Someone said one time that threefold cord is the husband, the wife, and the Lord. And as long as the Lord is involved with those three strands, those other two strands, those other two cords, it's not easily broken. Now, you get out here and you try to do for yourself apart from God, not allowing Him to work in the marriage, not allowing Him to be there and to lead the marriage. Well, we know what happens then. We have a crashed, wrecked marriage that's in bad shape. And there's a lot of people tonight who have troubled marriages, and that's because they're operating with two cords and not three. That's just a little thought I had on that verse. And so tonight we need each other. Turn, if you would, for a moment to Galatians chapter number 6. Just listen along. Galatians chapter number 6. We're probably going to be through a little bit earlier than we normally are on Wednesdays, but that'll give us some time to really pray for each other. Galatians chapter number 6, just a simple verse, verse number 2. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. You know, I got to thinking today, bearing one another's burdens, a burden that's shared is lighter than one person bearing it, of course. But I got to thinking about Paul when Paul, he asked for the cloak, but he also asked for the papers. It's not the papers. I had it in my mind earlier. The fine papers meant for writing down the scriptures is what I take from it. And so he asked of that. And he had a fellow servant that came and not only delivered what was most important, the papers in order to write down God's word, but he brought his cloak. He brought his coat. In those verses, I believe it's Colossians, Philippians 1, he talks about winter's coming. Make haste that, you know, you get to me before then. And I got to thinking, you know, the scriptures is one thing, making sure your fellow brother or sister gets a copy of God's word, gets what they need to pin down God's word, or in our day, notes. But the coat, he didn't have to deliver the coat. He didn't have to go through the trouble of getting that coat to him, but he did. He did because he cared for him. Being in the winter with no coat, that's a pretty bad situation. And so we can see even from the great apostle Paul and the men he had working with him, they took care of each other. Everything from the spiritual to the physical. He wanted a coat, and he brought him the coat. Another thing I was thinking about, and then we're going to pray, is over in the book of James. James, chapter number, James, chapter number 2, I believe. James chapter number 2. And so we looked at being there for one another, and briefly we used Paul, and I believe it was Epaphroditus who brought him his cloak and the writings, or the paper for the writings. And so that has to do with the body of Christ. But in James, he deals with the outreach. He deals with the lost world. And I lost my marker here, so y'all give me a second. All right, yeah, James chapter number 2. Look at verse number 1, if you would. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and you have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, have not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called? And he goes on down through there to the next chapter, explaining the assembly, explaining the church. And he talks about that Jesus is no respecter of persons, and that's the kind of attitude we ought to have. Again, verse number 1, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. And so, in like manner, and in so many words, if a poor man comes in, he ought to get the same kind of treatment as a rich man when he comes in. And what is that? That's caring. That's caring for each other. Not only inwardly in the body of Christ, but outwardly, those who come in. And you know, really, at the end of the day, everyone needs help. We all need each other, whether a person is lost, a person is saved. You know, you see somebody in need of help and you have the ability to help. I believe it's God's will to help. If it's in our power to help. And, of course, with our church family, we are to help one another, pray for one another. Even financially, if the funds are there, help one another financially. But I tell you what I want to do tonight. That's what I had on my heart. So I hope it was some kind of blessing to you. Normally on Wednesday nights, we come to the altar. I know everybody can't come down front, but all those that would want to meet us in the altar to have a time of prayer, you can come forward at this time. If not, you can pray right there in your pew. But so as everybody gets in place, I'm starting to break out. Y'all forgive me. Figure it wouldn't be a good thing if I passed out from being hot while praying. Is it okay if I come around y'all? Okay. I'll stand behind you. You can pray silently or out loud if you like. I want to pray for us, pray for the Bendies, and pray for God to give his helping hand with all these needs. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight in Jesus' holy name. Lord, we believe that this is the house of prayer, the place, Lord, that we come to and congregate ourselves together with other believers, like faith. And God, tonight, I shared my heart, what was in my heart, about how we need to be here for each other. So many people are hurting. So many people, Lord, are going through pain and difficulty that we probably don't even know of and we're not aware of. But tonight I come to you on the behalf of the Bendies. Lord, it hurts to see Miss Shauna this way. We haven't known them that long of a time, but long enough to be family. And God, I just pray that you'll reach down and you'll touch her. Lord, touch her mind. Lord, touch her her body, touch her legs, her arms, her limbs, her extremities. Father, her MS that's been giving her difficulty. And Lord, the doctors say that this might have a lot to do with the COVID she had a year ago. God, you're greater than any COVID. Lord, you're greater than any disease. You're greater than any sickness, Lord. And so tonight we plead the blood over Miss Shauna. And Father, we ask God that you would touch her and cleanse her, God, from anything that may hinder her walk with you. God, she has in her heart, in Brother Michael's heart, to have a puppet ministry. We want to have a puppet ministry. We're going to have a puppet ministry. But God, to have a heartburn to do something for you and not be able to do it, Lord, it's just painful. So tonight, Lord, I pray that you would raise her up, strengthen her bones, strengthen her mind, allow her speech, Lord, to resume as it was before. And God, allow her to just sail away with the puppet ministry. We know she's most happy doing that. Father, for Michael as well, him being a helpmate to his spouse, God, I pray you'll give him strength and give him that which he needs, Lord. They've been through so much already. Even before they came to Calvary, they've been through so much. But Father, I pray for just a special touch upon them tonight, that you just give them peace, that you'll give them health, and you'll give them your presence, Lord, just a fresh awareness of your presence. God, tonight we pray for all these other needs, the Sandvies. Lord, we pray for Brother Jeff. We pray for the prayer list in its entirety. Lord, those things mentioned. We pray for Dot and her diabetes. God, we just pray, Father, for each and every situation. We pray for our children's home, Lord, that you would continue to bless there and meet the needs there. God, continue to bless here at Calvary. Every person that comes through the doors, let us all, Lord, be sensitive to you on how you want to use each and every particular service. But tonight, Lord, there's some big needs nationally, community level, and individually. God, help us band together. If there's any differences, help us set those things aside for the greater cause, and that is to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Help us love one another. Love one another, being there for one another. And we love you tonight. We thank you. We praise you. And we pray once more for every person, every life that's represented here tonight and those watching on Facebook. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. Y'all know we love you. So we are here to ride the wild stallion with you.